This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Khimire with the news, the headlines first. 9-point MOU signed between Nepal and China in the presence of Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli and Chinese Premier Li Qiang. Prime Minister Oli receives warm welcome from Chinese Premier in Beijing. Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravil Amichane in Chitwan to record his statement regarding allegations of embezzlement linked to Chitwan Sahara Multipurpose Cooperative. And a judge in U.S. state of Delaware decides Tesla chief executive Elon Musk's record-breaking $56 billion pay award will not be reinstated. Now the news in detail. A 9-point Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, on sectors including trade promotion, technical cooperation and exchange of expertise has been signed between Nepal and China in the presence of Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli and Chinese Premier Li Qiang. The MOU was signed at the Great Hall of People in Beijing following a bilateral meeting between Prime Minister Oli and Premier Li. The spokesperson at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Krishna Prasad Thakal, confirmed the signing of the MOU. Earlier, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli paid tribute by laying a wreath at the Monuments of People's Heroes. Prime Minister offered his respects at the memorial located in Beijing's Tiananmen Square today. Prior to that, Prime Minister Oli was also accorded a Guard of Honor by the People's Liberation Army of China. Rashtriya Swatantra Party RSP President Ravil Amichane was taken to Chitwan today to record his statement regarding allegations of embezzlement linked to the Chitwan Sahara Multipurpose Cooperative. Authorities alleged that over 376 million rupees was misappropriated from the cooperative, with around 6,634 depositors impacted. A complaint filed in Chitwan included former Deputy Prime Minister Lamichane among 10 individuals implicated in the case. Lamichane arrived in Bharatpur from Kathmandu on early morning flight under tight security today. Police immediately escorted him to the district attorney's office for questioning. Significant security arrangements were in place at Bharatpur Airport during his transfer. The investigation also involves cooperative chairman G.P. Rai and other accused individuals. The U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for South and Central Asian Affairs, Donald Liu, is scheduled to visit Nepal this week as part of its South Asia tour commencing today. His trip will follow visits to Sri Lanka and India and focus on strengthening bilateral ties between the United States and Nepal. During his Nepal visit, Liu is expected to engage with top Nepali leaders on a range of issues, including environmental protection, women's empowerment, and sustainable development. He will also discuss Nepal's progress on the Millennium Challenge Corporation MCC Compact and other aspects of bilateral cooperation such as tourism and cultural heritage preservation, which are vital to Nepal's economy. The U.S. State Department emphasized that Liu's visit underscores the importance of high-level diplomatic engagement in fostering a secure, prosperous and democratic South Asia. Additionally, discussions are anticipated to include the simplification of visa regimes for Nepalese and increased U.S. scholarship for Nepali students. The International Day of Persons with Disabilities, IDPD, is being marked across the world, including Nepal today, by organizing various programs. Meanwhile, President Ramchandra Paudel has said that people living with disabilities should live a dignified life. Also wishing people with disabilities on the occasion of IDPD, Vice President Ram Sahai Prasad Yadav appealed to the concerned agencies to guarantee the identity and dignity of people living with disabilities. The IDPD is marked every year on the 3rd of December. The announcement to observe the IDPD was made in 1993, advocating rights, equality, inclusion and respect for people living with a disability. On the occasion of International Day of Persons with Disabilities, employees of Radio Nepal, Kusal Arial and Bidya Chaudhary have been honoured for highlighting the issues of persons with disabilities in the media. Minister for Women, Children and Senior Citizens, Nawal Kishore Shahas Sudi, honoured Aryalan Chowdhury during a special programme organised by the Ministry of Women, Children and Senior Citizens at Bhrikuti Mandap today. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. Tesla chief executive Elon Musk's record-breaking $56 billion pay award will not be reinstated, a judge in the U.S. state of Delaware has ruled. The decision in the Delaware court comes after months of legal wrangling and despite it being approved by stakeholders and directors in the summer. Judge Kathleen McCormick upheld her previous decision from January in which she argued that the board members were too heavily influenced by Musk. Reacting to the ruling, Musk wrote on his social media site X, "Shareholders should control company votes, not judges." Tesla vowed to appeal the ruling, saying the decision was wrong. A dozen people have been killed in southwestern Colombia due to fighting between two dissident factions of the defunct FARC guerrilla group, according to a local government official. The clashes in the southwestern Putumayo department were between fighters led by commander under the alias of Calarca and members of the Segunda Marquitalia, a military source told the AFP news agency. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Kosi Province, Gandaki Province and Karnali Province and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Nine-point MOU signed between Nepal and China in the presence of Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli and Chinese Premier Li Qiang. Prime Minister Oli receives warm welcome from Chinese Premier in Beijing. Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Rabila Michhane in Chitwan to record his statement regarding allegations of embezzlement linked to the Chitwan Sahara Multipurpose Cooperative. And a judge in U.S. state of Delaware decides Tesla chief executive Elon Musk's record-breaking $56 billion pay award will not be reinstated. Well, that's all the news we have for this hour. And our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.